Back on this side of the border in San Diego, thousands of Iraqi families have been settling in. San Diego is a resettlement area for Iraqi refugees who fled the war and its aftermath. Earlier this year, reporter Jill Replogle of the public radio collaboration Fronteras met one family as they were arriving in California. Now, 6 months on, Jill found some members of the family are still struggling to adjust to their new life.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Okay.
I hug Malad Mohammed Ali outside of her apartment near San Diego. Malad is the mother of three, but one of her sons, Mohammed, was killed along with six U.S. soldiers in an explosion in Iraq in 2008. Mohammed was a U.S. military interpreter. In February, Malad, her husband, and remaining two children arrived in San Diego as refugees. Today, Malad wears a headscarf and stylish sunglasses. She looks well, but as we walk out to her apartment building's parking lot, it's clear that things are rough.
I hate everything.
Malad says she hates everything here. Her apartment has rats and roaches, she says. And her husband can't work. He has severe diabetes and high blood pressure, which worsened with his son's death. And Malad says there have been delays in the insurance payments she and her husband are owed for their son's death.
There's no future.
We get into her niece Sama's car with Sama at the wheel. Malad doesn't drive, a problem in sprawling Southern California. Malad had just gotten her first job ever, cleaning rooms at a resort, but using public transportation to get to work took hours.
Two buses and the trolley.
And the trolley. And I'm not young. I'm 50. So it's hard to me, maybe.
After four frustrating days of missed buses and emotional breakdowns, Malad gave up. So now we're going to pick up her last work check. Most refugees are all too familiar with rocky starts like this.
When refugees first arrive, there's a sense of euphoria. They're safe. Their families are safe.
Bob Montgomery heads the International Rescue Committee in San Diego. It helps refugees from all over the world resettle here.
After the initial euphoria fades away, there's also a period of time where, I don't want to say it's depression, it's not clinical depression, but clearly it's people being confronted with the realities of how difficult life here in the United States can be.
Back in Malad's apartment, Arabic pop music floats up the stairwell. Extended family is squeezed into her two-bedroom apartment. There's Malad, her husband, their daughter, Malad's sister, Malad's niece Sama, and her two young children. Malad's 22-year-old son has since left to live with his cousin in Texas and work with the military there. Malad's 12-year-old daughter, Sukaina, seems to be adjusting better than her parents. She says she likes her new school and she's getting good grades. Malad and I sit on her couch and she talks about things she misses in Iraq, like drinking coffee with her neighbors. Her sister brings out tiny cups of strong, sweet coffee spiked with cardamom. Against one wall, a TV broadcasts news in Arabic. An Iraqi parliamentarian is being interviewed. Malad and her sister complain that Iraqi leaders are corrupt. Later on, the mood in the apartment lifts, thanks to the young children who've come home from school. I ask Malad's niece, Sama, about arriving to the U.S. from Iraq 3.5 years ago.
Was it really hard for you at first?
Yeah. But it's more hard for her because she lost her son.
She's referring to Malad and her son Mohammed killed in Iraq.
She didn't want to come here.
I then ask Sama about Syria. Does she think the U.S. should intervene there? She says no. The U.S. tried that in Iraq, she says, and the country is still deeply troubled. Sama says that Syrians should find a way to stop the bloodshed on their own. Reflecting on how Iraq's war has affected the family, Sama thinks her aunt, Malad, will be okay with time. She'll learn to drive and start taking English classes. Even though Malad seems miserable now, she's thankful her family is safe and her two remaining children have a future in the U.S.
I miss Iraq, and I'm sad, really sad, because I see the situation is bad. I see blood everywhere. No food, no jobs. So when I say, I'm good, my children is good, I say, thanks, God.
With the help of her family, Malad says that tomorrow she'll make another go at this new life she never wanted. For The World, I'm Jill Replogle, San Diego.
Jill's story is part of our ongoing Global Nation coverage, stories of a changing America and its people. Find more and add your voice to the online conversation. That's at theworld.org/globalnation.